This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Styrofoam Cups, Stealing Records, and Jess Hooker. They're all coming up right after this.
Myself, no friends.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee at the news desk. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been in this room for four decades. Tom is in rare form this morning.
It's not my fault.
It's my favorite version of Tom.
He has everyone mad at him. Everyone breathing in the building. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Pass this over to Chick, please.
He's got it. We all have the same copy. I know what you're saying.
There's Jeff Oskey filling in for Josh Arnold.
Still?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Gone but not forgotten. There's Jess Hooker at the cooker desk.
Apparently somebody's got a job interview today. You look so nice. You got the nice white crisp sports coat on.
You know, one of the things that
your makeup all cheerful, and
I think someone online tweeted me this. The better Jess seems organized, like her hair's put up or she's wearing a blazer.
Somebody's
like this.
Somebody's talking about this on Twitter?
Yeah. The more attention Tom pays to Jess.
Oh, yes. Tom's very visual.
And if she comes in kind of disheveled and the glasses and her hair has his pencil in it or whatever, Tom ignores her totally. It's very interesting.
Wow.
I just realized what you did there. That's my observation. You just put it off on other people.
That's right.
I've said that, yeah.
See, this job is 80% lying and 80% not being truthful.
Yeah, Tom is very visual. We all know that. And there's, you know, like, we know the colors Tom likes. We know the noises, the sounds that Tom likes. Like, you just have to be, he's like a wild animal. You got to get it just right. Mm-hmm. Or you'll scare him off.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. Hey, I'm Chick. And today's topic with Tom is Styrofoam cups. Now, will you go ahead and explain what's been going on?
Well, there used to be a giant box of them. When COVID started, I bought giant boxes of Styrofoam cups, but I kept them in the old kitchen in the other building.
Why did you do that? Or when you say you kept them, did you tell someone else to keep them in the other
building? No, he did it.
I did it. I literally had like 2,000 of them.
Mm-hmm. Because he didn't want to share this kitchen with everybody, remember?
Oh, that's right.
In the early days
of
COVID.
We're all filthy.
I thought, you know, do you really want to linger with the...
with the unwashed. We got it. Go on. I showered. But I didn't put makeup on because I want you to ignore me.
Put your shirt on, and I'll. Okay. I thought all the styrofoam cups were down there. Sorry.
We were out of styrofoam cups, and I said, "Did you look in the closet? Because there's boxes of them in there." And he goes, they're not there.
They're there now. Thank you very much.
No, that's okay. We were not out of styrofoam cups. He was out of styrofoam.
So he comes in and he goes, right. I go, so you found your styrofoam cups? I go, where were they? They were in a large box.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden on the top.
No. He said they were hidden in a large box.
You know the fun thing about styrofoam? It doesn't disintegrate for 200 years, but when it does, it's poisonous. So that's
fine. These are special kinds.
Yeah, we're using the word styrofoam, but they are not.
They are not styrofoam.
Whatever they are, they're...
Who told you guys that?
Those are styrofoam cups.
They're biodegradable.
No, actually they're not, but... because I buy them at a fine place called Cash and Carry here, and I buy cups for people who care about the earth, and I buy cups for people who don't. So you have your choice, right, Wilbur? What do you use?
There you go.
I use those for hot beverages.
Oh, these are the biodegradable ones?
Yeah, those are the earth-friendly cups.
Oh, okay, sorry. Oh.
Sorry. Those are the ones I want you to use. I was trying to, like, but when I don't buy the styrofoam, people complain.
Chick. Use the ones that you... No, I bring these for home. I have my own.
Oh, you bring your own, too.
I have my own big box of styrofoam.
Oh, all of a sudden, Mr. Ivory. Mr. Ivory Tower.
So that's Chick. How this industry is staying alive. It's
you steal that box from the back?
No, I sure don't. I can show you the Amazon bill. And not only that, but I don't know, about a year ago, I'm sitting here drinking the styrofoam cup, okay? And then we go to commercials, and I get up and go to the bathroom. And Christy looks at Josh. I know this because Josh told me.
Sure.
And Christy goes, where did he get those styrofoam cups? And Josh goes, I think he brings those from home. And Christy said, I wish I had a styrofoam
cup. So that's why I...
And that's how this all happened!
And then Josh told me that, and that's why I started buying styrofoam again.
And then Tom likes styrofoam cups.
No, I've wondered this for years, Chick, because your cup is bigger than the average styrofoam cup.
That's right.
Yeah, he goes 24 ounces.
I get them from a special styrofoam
cup. See, those won't fit under the ice machine or under the coffee maker. Correct.
A little spit take.
Another wacky idea from Tom.
And then Jess is fluent in all of our crazy.
No, see, those big cups won't fit under the...
Yeah, well.
It will fit under the ice maker. I don't think it'll fit under the coffee.
It won't fit under the coffee machine. In any event, it's an ice maker. We can move. No, I'm
bad. And I don't care if I wear use styrofoam. I got 18, 19 months tops. I could give a damn.
Buddy, you're going to do whatever you want, pal.
You're damn
no
right.
No more speed limits. That's no more right. Calorie limits.
I'm going to go out and use the bathroom in the middle, and I mean the big number two, out in the middle of the parking lot. I don't care. I don't care no more.
Whatever you want to do, buddy.
You're damn right.
Broadcast legend, Chick
McGee. Yes, sir. They get in me one more time and walk around, and that'll be about it.
We got an update.
On?
Well, you had the story about, was it the Netherlands, where they are, they're recycling the metal from the crematoria.
Right.
Yes.
Is the plural of crematorium?
Man, I...
Crematoriums.
Crematoriums, or is it crematoria?
No, it's crematoriums.
I think it should be crematoria. I think you're onto something. So,
crematoria, la 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 la.
Because
alumnus is one.
Alumni.
Is, yeah. I don't know. Christy. So they're... what was the story again? They're taking the...
They take the metal, including artificial hips, metal rods, and nails from coffins. The metal retrieved from the bodies and coffins, collected in containers and transported for recycling once or twice a year.
Someone wrote and said they... if you cremate batteries, they make a loud bang. Often they will remove any medical devices with batteries, like pacemakers.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Who does that?
The
morticians do.
How do they know they're in there?
They're told.
They probably have a big stitch where they put the pacemaker in.
Maybe they would have one of those things they use at the airport. Scan you real quick, make sure there's nothing
or
inside.
Or like the dog one.
When I had my double bypass, I had them put a springy clown right here in the middle of my chest. So when they do the Y incision,
that'll be funny.
That'll be great.
Like the peanut brittle jar with the snake.
That's exactly right.
You get the final laugh.
I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to laugh or not be aware of it.
Okay, so it's time to move on. I'm sorry, Christy.
For what?
Well, I was really hoping that our cups would biodegrade. Are you sure these are styrofoam?
Do you want me to say they're not?
No, I mean,
she made it pretty clear.
They are very much styrofoam. Okay. But we can get other options. We can get all kinds of things in here. What do you guys want? I'm going to go to Cash and Carry today. I'll get whatever you guys want.
I like those cups.
Let's custom order some with the logo on it like we used to have.
Okay, that's 12 months to 18 months right now, anywhere. Mm.
What?
Yeah, there's an extreme backup in those kind of orders.
Do you see your father's glee in his face. This is something that someone's told him is going to take 12 months. He's going to devote at least the next 10 days to getting this done in a quicker fashion.
So, just
find a guy.
It's very expensive.
I got them in 10 months.
It's crazy expensive.
Somebody on Twitter did tell me that they do it out of their garage, and I was like, we're good. Well, I'll figure it out.
What, one at a time?
They hand paint it.
And every now and then, you know, when I leave them out, have to dry after I paint them, and then bugs crawl in. But that's fine.
Really. With this various stand-up shows, most of the guys have some kind of merch, as you know.
Yeah.
Josh has what they call koozies.
Yes.
Which I think he gets them fairly quickly. Willie has. Do you want to explain your idea for Ace Cosby?
I was throwing off my lighters.
Willie has lighters.
Oh, yeah. So Ace, Donnie called in earlier and said that Ace should change his last name, get away from the Cosby thing. Because, you know, Bill Cosby, a little bit of a freestyling monster when it came to throwing bills into drinks.
The captain of the non-consensual team.
And then I said Ace should kind of lean into the Cosby thing.
Uh-huh.
And you do a koozie. And it could be kind of koozie sweater themed, kind of the Cosby.
Sure.
But then you put this koozie on, Jess, backwards so that it covers the top of your drink so that no one can throw anything
upside down. I gotcha.
Nailed it. You got it.
That's very good.
So they can't drop the roofies in.
I think that's awesome.
You know, how would Bill do that exactly? Would he go,
there was a...
look over there and...
Is that supposed to be the
room?
Is that your Bill Cosby?
I left the jello pudding over there.
It's over too. Pretty easy to make a distraction.
Oh, my God. This is the best thing we've ever done. Come on, Tom.
You abuse power?
Come on, try again.
Systems.
One more time for us.
Yeah.
Come on.
The pretty jello.
Oh, boy.
Jello pudding pop.
Okay.
I miss the pudding pops.
I'm lying.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you remember this tune? This is this was a big hit. It sounds like it's from a different century. I mean, a real different one. If I get this to work.
Uh-huh.
This was a huge hit.
Huge hit.
Once upon a time, there was a tavern.
How about that vocal, huh?
Is this from a Barbara Streisand movie?
No.
What's the one where she is a boy?
Yentl.
Yeah, that sounds like it's from Yentl.
It does sound like it's from Yentl.
Yeah,
she's correct, but it's not.
What is it?
Those were the days, my friend.
It was Mary Hopkin.
Yes.
No S.
Yeah.
Mary, and it was a huge hit.
We thought they'd never end.
But it was like, it's this random top 40 song, but it sounds like it's from a different era.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was hit in the late 60s, I want to say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I had the the 45.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You bought this?
Is that right?
I didn't buy it. Remember, I got free ones.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that uncomfortable story, don't you? Friend, we thought
they'd never it sounds like it's like this World War One thing.
Yeah, this is very strange. You know,
Christy lived across the street from a DJ, and he would come over and talk to little Christy.
Yeah, he would give us 45s
and
all the
give
time.
Her record.
He had kids my age. We played with his kids. We were all friends on the neighborhood.
That's what's really messed up about it.
Yeah. I think Gacy had a couple of kids.
That's what's really crazy about the whole thing is they were pals.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was kind of a normal neighborhood thing.
Was there a
Christy,
smell
if it makes you feel
air?
Any better, I was going to do a joke that you were a little thief and you were always running around stealing records.
That's no, that was me.
You were a little thief?
The first two records I stole was 1, 2, 3 Red Light. And Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
But now it's okay because we know that you have never shoplifted anything in the last 5 years,
not
right?
Not since that.
How long? 5 years? Come on, chick.
Does yesterday count?
You got money now, chick. You don't got to steal
the
stuff.
Thrill.
Oh, but Pat says it's a thrill.
You can't buy that action, man.
Let's not forget, he stole ice from Moi.
I did.
That's right. He stole ice.
Not really.
And that was kind of because I got mad.
No, but you paid.
That makes it okay.
Yeah.
As you were
sure.
angry.
That's what
okay,
Oswald
here's
said.
What happened. So I paid for my ice in a big box store. It rhymes with Hallmark.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the big bin there inside the store, and it was empty. So I took my receipt up, and I said, hey, can I have a refund on this? There's no ice. And she goes, hang on a second. I got to go get the manager. Mm-mm. And like 12 minutes later, still nothing. So I went, the heck with it. And I went out in the car and started driving away. And I noticed that outside they had a gasoline station and pumps and things. And they had another ice maker.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out, I grabbed my ice from that one, threw it in the back.
So,
that's not stealing.
As they say, same difference.
Yeah, it's not stealing. It's just different. Yeah.
It's probably the same. I assume it's the same ice vendor.
No.
So then what do we call it when I... Because no one
rationalization
paid any attention to me that time, so I came back 3 days later and didn't even go inside the store
and just took it
and got three more bags. Is that stealing?
Yes, that is stealing.
I have one. I've never done this, but I've always wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. If you're at the gas station and someone in front of you, lottery tickets, cigarettes, whatever, they're just taking a long time, and you're just trying to get your soda, your water. I've always dreamt of taking $20 cash and going, "I'm sorry, this is taking too long. Keep the change." Putting it down and just grabbing the water and just walking out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that the rudest thing in the whole world?
No, I've done that. I wouldn't do a 20. I'd do like a 5 or like a dollar
easy,
more
Griswold.
Than so there's change coming to you.
It's really cool if you've got like Canadian money you want to get rid of. Hey, this is probably worth $6 in Canada. It's a pain in the ass burning a hole in my wallet for 6 months. Here. Sorry.
I shoplifted this record. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
I got love. This is the
I wouldn't tell people that.
But I do. I love their other tune. I love 1, 2, 3.
What's the other one?
1, 2, 3 Red Light.
Yeah. Is it the Ohio Express or something?
1910 for Yum Yum.
Yeah.
What are you in here for, boy? I stole Yummy, Yummy, Yummy.
Well, you're going to have something in your tummy.
You're going to have something in your tummy. You're going to have lots of love in your tummy here in a moment.
You hear what Christy's going to do to you, little boy?
Every time he tries, he can't.
Maybe we should do. I have an. I'm not even going to say this idea out loud. It's so good. Wait a minute. Hang on.
Want to get our first cars?
No. Hang on. Okay. Right. By the way, I was right. That version I played of that Crazy World of Arthur Brown song was not the original. That was some kind of remake. Here's the original.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you.
This is the
hit
version.
It kind of
gets right to it, yeah.
Well, the other one, I could just tell the other one there was something wrong with it. But yeah, this is good. This is good.
This is good.
You don't like this?
I am the god of hellfire!
I mean, right now, I'm in.
Well, because you're scared.
And then this organ kicks in.
And I bring you fire!
Damn, Jesus.
Think of this. Today is the longest day of the year, right?
Yeah.
Outside, grilling, like barbecuing, getting some Omaha. Whatever you're doing, you're having a great day. And Chick comes over and he goes, Willie, give me the aux cord. I want to play my new favorite song for the barbecue.
Right. That's
and
right.
And then he cues this up.
And here we go. Bang.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
Now nobody wants a burger. You ruin the barbecue.
Yeah, no,
this is becoming the longest day of the year. You're right.
I feel every
Chick,
minute
every time you get in the shower.
Jess alluded to that a second ago.
When you get in the shower, you always say the same thing.
How are you going to keep them down on the farm?
For some reason, that's
I don't
in your
know
head.
Why.
So
I have no idea.
You could when you
do you get an erection when you go to a farm?
Uh-oh.
Answer the question, Chick.
Hang on, Tom.
Yeah.
We've got a question over here. What was that, Kristen?
Well, do you get an erection every time you go to a farm?
I don't go to a farm that often.
Well, if you're keeping them down on the farm.
Possibly.
Get them when I get lost in the corn maze, but I think that's weird trauma.
So I don't understand.
I'm terrified of corn mazes. Oh. Mazes, they freak me out.
Can we get back to the erection topic?
Sure.
Okay, sorry. When we come back, we'll have
when
to
do you get erections, Tom?
Reconfigure the show. A gentleman never discusses
you
his
erection. Squeeze the life out of a baby bird.
By the way,
that's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.